Marjorie Winton was born in 1916. She was the granddaughter of Thomas Campbell Carey, an early settler to Bunbury, who owned the land now known as Carey Park. He was a surveyor who taught John and Alex Forrest. Marjorie's father, Charles, was a town councillor and worked to establish St John's Ambulance in Bunbury in the 1920s. During the war, the ambulance hall in Molloy Street was used by the nursing division of the Voluntary Aid Detachment. Marjorie decided that rather than first aid being her calling, it would be the outdoors for her, and she joined the Women's Land Army, much to the horror of her parents.
Well, I think of the good times afterwards and the funny things that happened, but it was pretty grim sometimes, I can tell you. Driving a tractor when it's 110 in the shade, I was sent up to a very broken down, godforsaken wheat farm. The only time we ever had any meat was when the cat brought in a rabbit and it'd be in the pot next day, and I can swear this is a true story. Khaki boiler suits and heavy boots and digger's hats, and our going out uniforms were khaki, rather like the army. For summertime, for hats, my father thought was the funniest thing he ever saw. We were issued with pith helmets, and there was a little hole in the top, and he swears they must have been old, old men's army helmets that used to have the spike in the top like they had in the World War, and they must have found these old helmets in some army depot and handed them out to the land army. And you never saw anything funnier than these girls going around in these helmets, which were nice and cool if you wore them. And we had lots of fun when we were in groups picking tomatoes and beans and things, but when you got sent out to a lonely farm, the farmers weren't always too agreeable to one. It was pretty grim, really, but anyway, we survived.
Marjorie Higgins, Land Army.